Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2514, Four Reasons to Simplify Your Nutrition and Workout Habits by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, like I do every Wednesday, since it's sort of the middle of the week and we may have a little difficulty getting through these last couple of days until the weekend, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So with that, here's today's inspiration. Quote, "Never let yesterday use up today." Richard Nelson. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Four Reasons to Simplify Your Nutrition and Workout Habits by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. I'm a fan of minimalism. Whether it's being a minimalist when it comes to material possessions, having a website without ads or sidebars to put the entire focus on the articles, and definitely when it comes to building and sustaining a health and fitness regimen, I'm all about minimalism and keeping things simple. Minimalism, in regards to fitness, allows you to keep things simple because you'll only focus on the few important things that truly matter and provide the majority of the results. Leonardo da Vinci once said, quote, "Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication," end quote. There are several reasons why you see a sane and simple theme in my articles, because keeping things simple works. Why simplify? Here are four reasons why you should simplify your health and fitness regimen. 1. Less stress. Your health and fitness regimen should enhance your life. It's something that should reduce stress and not increase it. When you keep things simple, you won't be overwhelmed or stressed out, as is common when trying to revolve your life around a rigid diet and complicated routine. 2. Develop habits that stick. If something is simple, you're more likely to do it consistently, and consistency is what develops long-term habits. Long-term habits ensure you achieve and maintain results. This is the main goal, to make certain habits fit into your lifestyle so they eventually become effortless, or at least so they don't require much thought. 3. Greater flexibility. A few simple guidelines allow you to accommodate for everyday occurrences. Let's face it, life is unpredictable and can throw us curveballs, but simplicity allows us to adapt. For example, if you have the goal of eating real, whole foods most of the time, you can indulge in your favorite not-so-healthy treats and meals when a special occasion presents itself or you have a craving. You'll also be able to make a good food decision, no matter where you're eating, if your sole goal is to eat mostly real foods. And 4, greater focus. When you choose to focus on a few big things instead of a dozen or more smaller things, you'll be significantly more focused. That means you'll get more done. So, as you can see, there are some great arguments for simplifying your health and fitness regimen. If you're convinced of the benefits, it's time to start simplifying and experiencing the results for yourself. How to simplify? 1. Begin by changing one thing, and one thing only. Where are you struggling the most in your health and fitness routine? Do you work out consistently but struggling to make better and more consistent nutrition changes? Then make the only change in your current routine be to eat more slowly. Or maybe you can focus on eating more real, whole foods. Just pick one simple thing to focus on exclusively for a period of 4 to 6 weeks. Once you've nailed that one thing as a habit, do one more small thing. Are you having trouble sticking to a workout program? If so, why? Is it because your current routine doesn't fit your schedule, or you're trying to force yourself to work out too often? If so, follow a 2-day per week or a 3-day per week program that more easily fits your schedule. Or perhaps you want to save time and would rather do bodyweight workouts at home. Whatever the case may be, find a way to make your routine fit into your life and don't revolve your life around an unrealistic routine. 2, ask yourself, is this essential? There's a good chance you're focused on too many small things that don't have much of an impact on your goals. Some things may only increase stress or cause you to get too concerned with insignificant details. For example, if you find yourself obsessing over small details like, should I eat white or brown rice? Ask yourself, is this essential? Is trying to decide between white or brown rice essential to improving my health or reaching my goals? The answer in this case is no. Focus on the main things that produce the vast majority of the results and forget the rest. And 3, stop searching, start doing. According to Wikipedia, analysis paralysis is an anti-pattern, the state of overanalyzing or overthinking a situation so that a decision or action is never taken, in effect, paralyzing the outcome. I understand you want to do the right things. You want to be armed with knowledge, so you go to those other fitness websites or flip through the latest magazine. Perhaps you even read debates and research articles. As a result of consuming so much information, we get too caught up in looking for the next big thing, the best workout program, or waiting until we have all the information before we take action. The details of nutrition and fitness will always be debated, but most people can agree on a few key principles. Eat a variety of mostly real, whole foods. Be physically active, whether you choose to strength train, participate in sports, play instead of exercise, or any combination thereof. Get enough sleep, and do these things consistently. Take action and do those things consistently, and you'll be well on your way to improving your health and fitness. If you're not achieving the results you want or find yourself constantly searching for the next big thing, simplify. Focus instead on the few things that matter most and experience the benefits for yourself. You just listened to the post titled 4 Reasons to Simplify Your Nutrition and Workout Habits by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Between today's article and my inspirational quote at the top of the show, this episode is jam-packed with quotes. But it's not jam-packed enough. Here's another. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. As today's author Nia said, instead, just start. Don't worry about finding the perfect diet or the perfect workout routine. Well, first, because neither exist. Second, when searching for these non-existent perfect diets or routines, it's easy to get overwhelmed by all of the information. We may end up going down a rabbit hole and coming up for air even more confused than when we started. So yes, just start and keep it simple. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening all the way through to the end. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.